Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Love Fantasy, a place where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics and the best slow jams. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. I am T.
And this is Rachel.
What's up, Diva?
Not much. Same stuff, different day. How are you? Sounding like a horse voice.
Thanks to this cold, I can't kick it. But, you know, I can't hold a good woman down. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. I know what you're saying. Plenty of vitamin C.
Yes.
Plenty of vitamin C.
Yes. How's your week been?
Pretty being hectic as usual, but I'm here, I'm blessed, I'm grateful.
And that's what counts, you know. That's why I said I'm not gonna let this. I ain't gonna let it bother me.
Mm-hmm.
look, gotta do what I gotta do when I gotta do it.
Exactly.
So, it's hump day, and you know it's time for us to go in. You know how we do.
So, what are we talking about tonight anyway?
Well, how do you feel about parents, should they allow their adult kids to live at home with their mate?
Wow. Wow. Hey, that's a good one. That's a great one.
Well, you know, now me, I guess it depends on the individual, but, you know, I myself was in that situation when I first got pregnant, and my baby's father's parents did let me move in with him. You know, like they said, the damage had already been done, so, you know, we helped contribute, you know, to the household. So I guess that would be up to the individual, but it could cause problems in the long run. Now, me, now, I don't think so. You know, that's why my child has her own place. You do what you want to do in your own place. You know.
Miss Diva, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you was talking to me?
No, I know. Listen, I got this new earpiece, right?
Oh.
And it's a great earpiece. But out of the blue, it'll just all of a sudden just shut down for no reason and drop my call. So I have to, this is crazy.
Wow. Wait,
so
yes, I can hear you.
Okay, here you were talking to me and I wasn't even hearing you.
Oh, you didn't hear nothing.
I did not hear.
I will say that when, you know, I've been in that situation before.
Uh-huh.
Actually, when I got pregnant with my first, you know,
mm-hmm.
my only son, his grandparents let me move in with his father.
Uh-huh.
You know, they said the damage had already been done, but that was back in the 80s. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And nowadays, you know, it's to the point, you know, you don't want no grown person living with you, period, if you're not doing anything, let alone your kid.
Mm.
You know, because somewhere down the line, I feel like it's going to cause some animosity.
Right.
You know, if it's not between the parents, between the kids, or their significant other.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So,
well, you know what? I got to say, every household is different, though. No two households are the same. I know when I was younger, I was shagging up. But I didn't get along with the in-laws. So it wasn't a good picture. It wasn't a pretty picture, you know. But I definitely paid my way, though.
Right.
But it was just an ugly picture because the in-laws were so disrespectful to me and jealous of me, you know. So
wow.
I quickly had to get out and on my own. So, but my take nowadays, I tell you what, wow. I don't know. I don't have. It all depends on the maturity.
And the situation.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but you know, because what if, you know, your child is out there struggling, but they may have a kid together.
Right.
And they're trying to do, you know, make an effort. You know, you got to look at the situation that it could be.
Uh-huh.
You know, but you're definitely going to have to help pay your way.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because nobody can stay nowhere free.
Girl, let me tell you. I gotta say, I have two beautiful children. My son is 19 and my daughter is 12. My son has had the same girlfriend since he was 13. And
wow.
She's a wonderful, we're blessed. She's a wonderful girl. And she comes from a horrible family background where she had to get out of their house.
Wow.
And rather than, you know, see her going to the system and all, I allowed her to start staying with us. But this girl has two jobs. She graduated high school, did a little bit of college. She has two jobs, holding her own down, getting gives me money, you know, and helps out. My son goes to school full time. He graduated from high school. The two of them help out. Now,
right.
I also have, you know, I also have had a family member who, you know, needed to stay with me for a night or two, and it ended up being seven months. But this family member gives me nothing, offers me nothing. You hear me?
Hey, you know what? I'm basically almost in the same situation right now.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, after a while, two females, grown females,
mm-hmm.
you're going to bump heads, period.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, and it's three females in here, and it's, I'm so used to having my space.
Uh-huh.
You know, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. I know that I wouldn't be able to deal with my daughter and her mate and the
mm-hmm.
baby,
mm-hmm.
you know, in my home.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, this has taught me a lesson right here.
Yes.
You know, and then, you know, when I have to, you know, you have to tell somebody to, you know, do X, Y, Z. No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you seen what my place looked like when you came up in here. So keep it
mm-hmm.
that way.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have to tell you to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and after a while, it gets to the point that, hey, you know, my electric is going up. My gas bill is going up. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and to me, you know, you're not trying to make an effort to even go anywhere.
Right. Right.
So we're going to open up the phone lines. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get on this topic with Ray and myself. Or just kick back, listen to the show. But the phone lines are open for you to call and give your input on this topic tonight. So,
Definitely, great topic.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it does depend on the individual.
Uh-huh.
But after a while, you know, hey, it gets kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really gets kind of crazy.
The invasion of the privacy, you know, I got to say, the teenagers, they have their own portion, their own, you know, so I don't have a problem with my son and his girlfriend. They are, I got to say, in the beginning, yeah, but, you know, they quickly learned, okay, mama's not having this, mama's not having that, you know?
Right.
But the family member that I allowed to stay there for a little while, which ended up being a long time, who offers nothing. And make,
wow.
you know, and now I work two full-time jobs. This girl
right.
makes more than I do, and I'm getting a bit upset. The first is coming to Friday, and if I get a little bit too upset, guess what might happen? The first is here.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
because
you're taking the advantage of a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
And enough is enough, seriously.
And not only is this family member taking advantage, but you know what? I've been allowing it. So, you know, I have to recognize it myself and say, you know what? Put the brakes on this. You know? Wow.
Right. I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's really crazy. So what we're going to do, Diva, is go to a song real quick.
Okay.
And let these people, you know, don't be scared to press that one. Ray and I love to talk with people
mm-hmm.
and, you know, get your input. So right now we're going to go to a song.
Please.
was a nice song.
Yeah, actually, that was Love Lost by Trey Songz.
I thought it was his voice. Okay, yeah. Wow.
Yes, yes, Mr. Trey. Right. like I say, you would say patience and be strong.
Yeah.
My patience.
I tell you, it definitely takes.
I'm not a good candidate. I'm going to be honest with you. I guess that's why I don't have a man living with me.
Well, speaking of man, I think we have one on the line. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, Mike.
You sound like you have something to say.
Yes, I do. Because you know what? I heard this topic, and I feel if your ass is, excuse me, if you're grown, then you don't need to be at home. Okay?
So what do you consider grown, though? Is it,
you know what?
21 or?
I'm going to say for the females, PC, me personally, I'm going to say it's my daughter, yes. My son, no.
At what age?
My son, when they both 21. And I'm and my daughter ain't coming with a man either. They gonna be back like she was 17. Not coming with a man.
Who
that is not happening?
I can kind of see your point on it. excuse me, because I mean, you being the father, you know, who wants to know that you know what's gonna happen in that bedroom?
Uh-huh. Exactly. Picture you coming out your bedroom to go for a late night snack and you hear your daughter in the background. You're going to be like, what? You're going to be like, what? Not in my house. Not while I'm here. I don't care how much money it is. I don't care if you're paying these bills. You know? And just like your mama, she ain't going to want to walk by and hear her son slapping some girl on the butt. A girl moaning or something like that. You don't want to hear that.
Well, see, my house does not stay quiet. I keep TV music running all day long, so I don't want to hear nothing. Nobody got to do anything. I don't even want to hear a dog barking in my house.
See, Mike, you like I am. I feel like the only one that should be banging up against some walls or making noise is me and this bad boy.
Exactly. Exactly.
No sense.
I mean, you gotta think about it. And then, what if you have the little ones running around? You know, little ones running around too. Come on.
Wow.
Then the dude don't want to come out the room like he just. He don't want to come out the room like he just tore it up.
With his chest sticking out like King Kong.
No. They got it. I can't do it. I can't see it. It can't happen.
Not happening.
No kind of way.
Now, if they by themselves, I'll let my daughter stay there, you know. But my son, if he coming and moving by himself, if he's by himself, he's getting a job and he's paying some rent or something.
Uh-huh.
Some bills, he's paying something.
Say, but he ain't bringing no girl.
No. I mean, he can bring her over, chill, but as far as living,
he's up in there.
No. As far as living, No. I can't do it.
Yeah.
To me, that's a bad choice because, you know, then they just spoil you. Then they start going around the house and leaving stuff everywhere. Oh, mom.
And won't do nothing. And they won't do anything or try to do anything to better themselves, you know, because they're so comfortable in their space, you know, where I don't have to do X, Y, Z. You know, I'm at my dad's or mom's. But like I said, at the end of the day, it could cause problems between the mother and father as well. You know, if one agrees that they can stay and the other one don't.
Exactly. A lot of times the mama go for the son and the father go for the daughter.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've seen that happen too. Yeah.
You know, and you know, like if you live in an apartment, it's going to get tight. You
yes.
know, the walls are paper thin, like you said. You know,
mm-hmm.
no, I'm not going to be turning up my TV full blast so I can't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
you know?
uh-huh.
And even that overnight can get crazy.
That's when it really starts.
Yeah. I have literally thought, like I said, I have my son who's 19 and his girlfriend is 20. And they I gotta say, they're very responsible. I have my 12-year-old. I have a house though. And the family member that I have that's staying with me, that's where the problem lies.
Wow.
Because we can't go to our common living room or dining room because their family member has taken over.
Wow.
You know?
Gee.
That's
kind of nice. Well, my mother always told me, be there for your siblings and your family, your close family. But you know, enough is enough. Sometimes they need to be taught.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's true. You know.
Yeah.
And you know, you got to start sometime, play tough love.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But
yes.
let's do a reverse on that. What if you had to go and live with your child?
Oh, you know what? They better let me in. It's gonna be a problem.
But okay, with your mate, if you got one.
Wow.
Well, I would try my best not to.
Uh huh.
I feel like as you being a parent, you know,
right.
your child's supposed to look up to you. You know, so you wouldn't want to take your mate to their house and be like, oh, you know, hey babe, I need me a girl to stay here for a while, such and such. Which the kids are going to see you anyway.
Yeah.
But then you don't want to get into that father figure. Just like, what's that show with Kim and Monique? When she went and lived with...
The Parkers?
Yes. Remember,
yeah.
she went and moved with Kim. And she automatically just took over Kim's apartment.
but you know what? I've seen that happen,
uh-huh.
and it's not a good, you know, it's not a good look because, like you say, after a while, it starts to be a problem, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now,
yeah.
when I first moved to Philadelphia, the guy that I was dating, we lived with his daughter. You know, and he thought because, you know, we was living with his daughter, he could do X, Y, Z and say X, Y, Z to me. Well, it caused animosity between them two. She
uh-huh.
ended up kicking him out, letting me stay, but then I felt bad.
Wow.
But he was a straight up a-hole, so, you know.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I just looked at that in a reverse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because some people probably get to that point where they feel, you know, this is my daughter's house, so I'm going to do what I want, and, you know.
Yeah.
I've been there, too. I've been there, too, where when I was married and in love with my husband, his ratchet mother, I ain't saying no name, needed somewhere to go. Her teenage daughter needed somewhere to go, and they, you know, lived with us, and it was a disaster because they felt, oh, this is my son, you know, like my son's place, so I don't got to do this, I don't got to do that. You know what? Let me show you where the door is. I don't care. I'm not prejudiced. I don't care if you're my mother, his mother, my sister, his sister.
Right.
You're going to live by my room. Or
yeah, you just expect you got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go.
Yeah.
I feel like,
yeah.
regardless of the fact, ain't none of my grown kids coming to live with me with their spouse. I don't care if they're paying rent or anything. You're not coming. See, now, it's a different story. They have no place to go at all.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You understand? No place
right.
to go at all. I'm not going to let my child go in the street. You understand?
But that's significant.
Your girlfriend or your boyfriend, they got family. They're going to have to go with their family.
But wait a minute. What if that family is somewhere miles away?
Well, then you know what? I'll probably would compromise. I'll probably would compromise. You go in the room and make sure they be in that living room.
see, go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
No, cause you gotta, like I said, you don't wanna come out your room door and hearing all the sex and stuff going on. You're like, what the hell?
I'm glad I haven't heard that yet.
Hey,
you know,
let's say you have about 2 or 3 kids,
uh-huh.
And your oldest child, let's say, is about 30-something, and your youngest one is about maybe just about to hit 21, and the other one's about 16. If they see that, they're gonna feel like they could do it.
If you got a 30-something-year-old child living with you, something wrong with your child. It happens every day. It happens every day. They have a huge house. Mother's daughter house. Mother got the upstairs, you know, the son got the upstairs. You know, the children have the down stairs. Something like that, but... When you're 30-something years old and you're living
in a house. If you got a house, yeah. For an apartment, come on.
Nah.
And then you got these dudes out here that's living with their mother and they go and lease a car.
But I want to open up the phone lines. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on this topic with the Diva Squad and Mike, or just kick back and enjoy the ride. But Mike, hold the line. We're gonna go to another song, you know, because when you know, like you said, Mike, when you get into a certain situation, you know, it sometimes be like I'll never want to see you again.
Uh-huh.
You know? So with that being said, that's what we're gonna play. I don't ever want to see you again by Uncle Sam.
Girl, And you say you love me.
And you said you love me, baby.
Love must have been blind, because I sure didn't see this one.
I once was blind, but now I see.
My best friend. They say keep the ones you love close, and your enemies even closer. But I can't win for losing.
Because
the one I thought was a friend to me ended up being my true friend.
A mate, you know, let's just say a little boyfriend or whatever you're shacking up with,
right.
I think that you should have your own place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would hate to have to vision, you know, me in the room getting my groove on and my child in the room getting her groove on.
Exactly.
That's not going to sit well with me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's not. I can't even stomach like my daughter kissing her boyfriend. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That makes me gag. That makes me gag like, hell, stop. You know, like, not in front of me. So maybe once I get older, I guess, you know. But I was a young mother.
It's still
going to
be hard.
And looking at my daughter now, I'm just like, oh, God. Like, she's grown up already. Like, she's
you know,
obviously a woman, you know.
It's bad enough when you already know that they out there, you know, even living with somebody. But to be in your home, like I was telling Mike, then do come out the room like with his chest all stuck out. Like I just beat that up.
I wish he would. I've been to have to punch him all up in his chest.
I gotta say, yes, my daughter would be totally different story. I could not ever see that happening. My son was my firstborn, you know, and he's my son. But my daughter, please. You don't even have to go until you get to 30. It's something about getting your freak on, and then next thing you know, you hear a noise, and it's not your own noise. You know?
Right.
I would be upset.
Yeah, right. You know, I said the same thing. I'm the only one that's supposed to be up in here, you know, making the noises and banging walls.
Right. Like, I can't see it, you know. I really can't. I'm sorry. And I think if it came to a point where, okay, well, somebody had to get their apartment, I mean, if I had the money, you know what, I'll put you up in an apartment.
Right.
I know once you get older, there's some kissing and touching and stuff going on. And
I mean, you know, you ain't going to even be able to sleep at night wondering, like, no, huh,
Right.
I'm not going to toss and turn for them to get their freak on.
I'm just with one eye open and both ears like glue. Like, come on.
No, like they used to do it with the glass up against the wall. Like, wow.
Yeah. See, I'm gonna be bad. I'm gonna say sleep with the door open. Y'all can't have the room there.
Mike said that he have one in the living room and one in the bedroom. Okay, well, somebody gonna be doing some sleepwalking.
Well, sleepwalking with the door open. I'm telling you, the door will be open, and I'll be walking all night.
Okay, but with that being said, what are you going to do when you ready to get your freak on?
No, well, I didn't say my room door was going to be open. I said theirs going to be open.
My door is going to be open.
Okay, I did like a little reverse on that too, right?
Okay.
And I was saying, what if the parent had to go live with their child?
The parent's grown.
Okay, but what if that parent is in a situation they have nowhere but there to go?
Okay, then they could go. And if they have to bring their husband or a father, that's one thing, you know. Come on, that's how they got here. They got here by the bed shaking and stuff. So they know you're going down.
Right.
Oh, Lord. But ain't nobody no virgins up in there. You know,
you know that's right. You know.
Look, only virgins.
Wait a minute,
speaking of virgins, what age do you start preparing your child for the sex for?
Right.
Wow.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, we just throwing a little bit in there.
See me, I would say, I mean, not to be nasty or gross anybody out, but to me, with today's society and everything, I'm gonna start that tour. I mean, me personally, I'm probably gonna start it between like 10 and 12.
Exactly.
You know, I'm gonna start it young, okay.
Especially with a girl.
Well, yeah. Well, especially with the music videos and all that stuff the way it is right now. You know, I'm gonna have to make sure that I have that talk. You know, because I know even with my oldest one, I gave her the talk. And she was just completely grossed out. And I had her for a while because I kept saying, you know, if you kiss a boy, you're going to get pregnant, you know. And I had her for a while with
what
that. The? I did. I had her for a while. Like, you know, if you kiss somebody, you're going to get pregnant. I'm telling you, you're going to get pregnant. So I had her scared until she started hanging around with a different set of girls that were all sexually active, you know. And then I had to rephrase it and say, well, that's not really what I said. No,
right.
I said the sex leads to other things. You know, that kiss is going to lead to something sexual, and you have to make sure, you know. But I took my daughter to the doctor early. Like, you know what? I'm taking you to the doctor, and after she had that first experience. Look, she had that first.
Wow.
I'm telling you, she had that first experience with that OBGYN, and they put that clamp on. She was through. Like, wow.
I bet she wanted to keep them legs closed for a while.
Look, I had him do, and it was a him, okay?
Whoa.
A full examination. When I tell you clamps, leg strapped, and everything, okay?
Whoa.
Wow. I wasn't playing.
Whoa.
I was not playing. Listen. Listen.
I heard you over there saying.
Nightmare. But the kissing had her for a while, you know, and I have to pat myself on the back because I was a mother, you know, very young. So when she hit
right.
my age, when I had a child.
You do, Charles, you got a little freak in you.
Mike, do not harass my callers.
I was jumping for joy. Like, all right, she hit the age that I gave birth. All right, so let's see what else I can scare her with. So I scared her good. And now she's 20. She got her first little boyfriend. And her grandfather got them living together, you know, up in his house. And I'm so against it. But I said, you know what? You can't rule somebody else's house, you know.
Right.
It's not going to go down in my house, you know. It's my husband. It's not going to go down, you know. But the grandfather, you know, he allows it. So she lives there with her little boyfriend and stuff. And I just let her know. The insurance is paid up to date. When I check and I get the report, there should be some birth control being purchased. You know,
Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
What are you in the background saying to my caller?
I just said she's down a little freak. Got a little freak going on there.
Would you want to freak us up?
You know what? Only got DC powers, I tell you.
No. But I want to open up the phone lines. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Call and press the 1 to get in on the topic with the Diva Squad. And we also have Mike and Kim on the line. So it's a good topic, great topic. I mean, you know, well, a couple of great topics. So press that 1 and get in on this topic with us. But back to the age, I would agree with you, Kim, on that. You know, because the sooner the better. You know, because you could be waiting until they're 15 or 16 and... Lo and behold, they've been having sex for, you know, years, a couple of years, and you don't even know nothing about it. And,
right.
You said, it's so much out there now, you know, they need to be taught early.
Yes.
But you know how I figured they might know when they be like, oh, mom, oh, dad, why you so, you did something. Because if you didn't, what you said, oh, man,
So you saying if they say, oh, man, 9 times out of 10, they guilty?
9 times out of 10, they did it.
So what about for the boys? Do you think that the boys should, the parents should have a talk with the boys early also?
Yes.
I think so.
I mean, because these little monsters, I mean, you got them making babies at 11 and 12.
How you going to
take care of a baby at that age? You can't even take care of yourself.
But when do you start, like, with the boys, you know?
I say 6 years old. No, let me stop.
Oh,
I was around the same age with the girl.
I had sex when I was 6 years old.
See? You're afraid early
with mine.
And you said I sound freaky.
Look, it probably was a grown woman, too.
No, I was 8. She's about 13, 14.
Well, you know, my humping don't count.
It wasn't humping, sorry. It was a real deal. I mean, I came out, but I still was like, you know, I was moving like a jackrabbit, but hey.
Okay. Humping don't count.
Moving like a jackrabbit. It came out, but hey, I was happy. I felt like I was a man
now.
Until I still had to go home.
Wow.
Mike
is freaking. Wait a minute. Maybe 6 is correct.
He said 8 years old.
Man, you gotta realize that was back in the days, you know.
Well,
yeah,
they work
nowadays
now.
It's worse, though.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
you know, that's why I'm saying, hey, you might need to do that at 6, 7, you know, and it depends on the maturity of the kid, too. I look at it like
real.
That, you know,
because
you have some of these kids, you know, they just, I don't know, you got to teach them how to protect themselves and then teach them about sex, too. That's a lot for a little brain. You know, if you got a little pea brain, all that is not going to sink in.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to weigh the pros and cons of which do I teach them, you know? Because that raw ain't always no good thing.
I'm a grown woman. You teach them with a condom.
You
got to teach
them with a condom. There you go. You know, because like I said, somewhere down the line, man, everything that look good to you ain't good for you.
That's right.
Absolutely right about that.
That's right.
Shoot.
Well, I was at a club one night, right? And all my cousins was there. And, most of them was there. And I don't know, the bartender, you know, she decided that she wants to ask a question about humping when you was little, okay? And I was like, oh, I've never humped, you know. And my girl cousin, she comes out and she's like, we used to hump back in the day. I'm like, what?
She just busted you off.
The worst part was I never remember humping her. And she was like, yeah, we all used to hump.
Wow.
Y'all was humping each other?
She was like, yeah. She was like, you remember it's Beyonce or in West Hampton? I was like, huh?
Mike, would you say something wrong with that picture?
They humping each other? Yeah, there's something really wrong with that. That's the name right there.
Wait, so I told her, I said, maybe that's why we're all so close now.
A love bond nobody ever had.
Oh, she told the story. I'm like, I don't remember that. She said, okay, stop lying. You know you remember humping me. I said, no.
Maybe you just didn't want to admit to it.
No, I took her drink and I was like, no more drinks for you. Because that never happened.
See, she was cut off, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I'm like, you wait till all these drinks get in you and we at the club, but you go in front of everybody. So everybody's thinking like, I used to hump. You know, you a lesbian? I'm like, no, that's not cousin.
Doing that cousin is real tight right now.
Yeah, my cousin speaks a sober mind or something they say.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't remember this.
You remember? You don't want to remember.
Kim, I know I would have been like you. I wouldn't want to remember that either.
I don't remember that. I'm like, listen, I do not remember that. She's like, yeah, we used to hump and steal. I'm like, no.
Listen, Dons and Divas, hold the line. We're going to go to another song.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
If you want to, they better keep, because when I get out, I'm going to beat you again.
I'm going to get you again. I'm serious. Shoot.
These kids in society nowadays.
I used to tell my kids, if you could get this phone out of my hand, then you could call 911. I dare you to reach over here.
These kids have no respect.
No. None.
And then they want to try to move in when you get older. Get out of here. You ain't moving
right. I mean, you know, that's just like down here, like, when was it? I think Friday or Saturday night. The police called a group of, like, but I think they were ranged from 14 to 16 little cats with guns and everything. And then they going to have a nerve to pull out one of the guns and hit the detective in the head with it. I mean, you know, I'm like, where does it stop?
I'm not going to let you get that close to my head, because I've been going to chop you on your throat. I'm just saying.
But you don't say.
Certain point that you can say. And no little kid gonna do that. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Mm-mm.
You know, but my thing is, you know, that's just being too grown. What are you doing out that time of night, like 1 and 2 o'clock anyway?
Right. I wish you would.
Thank you. And call yourself mine. You wouldn't be coming back up in my place.
Oh no.
You know, at no 13, 14. You know, you out here selling drugs. You doing what you want to do. But then come up in my house and walk up in there when you want to. Basically telling me what to do. Not in this life.
Uh-uh.
Maybe when I'm blind, crippled, and crazy, you can pull it. But then I'm going to shoot you then.
Blind, crippled, and crazy.
F-O-H. F-O-H with that. Anybody got time for that?
But Dons and Divas and phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press that 1. Get in on this topic because it's deep. But, yeah. So, you know, if I'm blind, crippled, and crazy, it ain't too much I can do. But long as that trigger finger still works.
If you blind, you can't even see the grab nothing.
Listen, now I'm gonna have it right there beside me, and I just gonna start shooting.
I
ain't gonna shoot my kids now.
If they try to kill me, I'm gonna hurt them.
Look, who was that? Marvin Gaye's father?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. They took him out.
That was so sad.
It was, you know. And we really don't know. I mean, well, he had no business even. Don't even pull your hand back to hit me. Bottom line.
Man, I wish you would. You never pull that hand back any other time.
Thank you. Thank you. You know. But I guess, Mike, in that situation, the father probably had no choice. Like, you know, if I don't, you know, I don't think he meant to kill him, but he must have meant to kill him because
he
showed him out.
He went to get the gun. I think he meant to kill him.
I think so, too.
The father said that he had hit him before, so he said that he meant to kill him, you know.
And he probably
had been abused by this kid, you know?
Right.
So,
wow.
The bad part about it is Marvin Gaye got the gun for him to protect him.
Oh, wow.
Him. Yeah.
Wow.
He got
wow.
the gun for his parents' father to protect ours. Yeah.
And it got used
and that's
on
why
him.
They say he got killed by the same gun he gave his father.
Wow.
What
the heck is wrong with the father? Was he crazy?
Yeah. Basically. But they said that Marvin Gaye had hit his father before. So he must have wailed on that butt pretty good the first time. And the father said the second time, I'd be doggone. You know, it took him out.
He got it from the protector, but he didn't think he would actually use it on him.
Right.
Right.
That's crazy.
But see, when it comes down to a situation like that, yeah, it is bad. When you go to the fact that you have to be killing your own child,
right?
How much love is it really there? Is really there?
It can't be for so much, seriously. Mm. I mean, and you know, that's another thing, because I talk about that a whole lot. Like, that's just a cause I don't think any parent ever want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take me before you take my child.
Mm.
You know, and to sit there and, you know, end up killing your kid? No.
Can I ask you something on what you just said?
Yes.
You said, take me before you take my child, right?
Yeah.
Would you go to jail for your child?
It depends. No. But I mean, look, shit. No. When I said that, I should have said it. Take me out of the world before, you know, let me go first before my child.
Okay,
that's the way I should have stated that.
You take my child. So in other words, if you go to jail for your child, a lot of times like, I ain't going to jail for you. But they'll be like, well, you know, take me out before you take my child.
Right. No.
Right.
I should have worded that differently. But no, no. Because, see, don't be out there doing nothing dumb enough to go to jail, you know?
Uh-huh.
You do the crime, do the time.
Do it, yep.
I mean, seriously.
I'm hurting somebody. I'm just saying, before the police got a chance to come and get you, I'm going to hurt you. I know I raised mine better than that. So.
Right.
Lady Song.
I'm better than that. I'm a hurt somebody.
You got a lot of
time.
Ain't going to start you.
And by the time the police get there, you best believe I'm a bending already, got a hold of you already. So they have the option to take you when they get there, because they're going to see my face and they're going to hear me. And I'm going to let them
know.
You're going to take them anyway. Since you're going to take the child, I might as well do my behind whooping in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And I'm not
right.
going to be at court in the morning either. So don't even call
so
my
phone. Be locked up.
No, look, they always got to go to court in the morning.
You said in the morning.
9 o'clock, they do. I'm going to tell them, don't call my phone.
I know, that's right.
Whoever you got in trouble with, I hope and pray.
Mm-hmm.
I hope and pray they got bail money for you.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't got no bail money,
I don't think. You know, parents, you know, we all say that, but if it comes down to it, let me explain something to you. My grandmother, God bless her dead. My uncle was on drugs real bad. Hmm. And I mean, he stole her money and she was blind. And on Christmas, took her money, you know, because she used to have family gatherings, gave her money to like go get the turkey and everything. He left with the money, never came back. You know, she sat there and she cried. And I really wanted to really hurt my uncle.
Right.
And she sat down and she told me, well, I do this because, you know, and she used to give him money. He wasn't working. He's a grown man. My uncle's a grown man. I'm talking about like maybe 40 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And she would give him money and everything. And then she sat me down one day and told me she gives him money and everything because she preferred for him to get what he got to get to go out in the street and try to steal it and get
hurt
for it.
Right.
Okay.
But I'm like, you know, he has to learn one way or another. You understand? To me, I felt like she was taking advantage of her.
Right.
You understand? Because he knew that she would do it. You understand?
And at the end of the day, he really was, you know.
He was. That's what he was doing. He was taking advantage of her.
And
part of me knows she knows that, but she still felt like this is her son, and no matter how old he is, she's going to do, you know. But to me, that's what I say. Grown man is different from a man than a female, to me. You understand? A grown man, especially if you're healthy, go out there and get a job.
Right.
If you go get a job, get a job. Don't sit around the house and lean on your parents.
Well, I agree with you, Mike. But see, what I'm saying is, when you have an addiction or you have a problem like that, they say, okay, well, you know, you'll do anything to get that high. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll do anything you can to get that high, and I completely understand that. But my thing is, if I'm giving you everything and you still stealing from me? If you get locked up, where that money coming from? You done stole me. You done cleaned me out dry.
Exactly.
So what money I got to bail you out? And I'm not putting no house up, so what I got? I don't have nothing else. You done cleaned me dry. You done, when someone's addicted, you done took the TV, you done took the VCR.
Everything, everything.
Radio, you cleaned me out. I'm sitting on the floor at this point.
Hey, look, they took the meat out the refrigerator and everything.
Right. So what
just
I got?
Because they do. They do.
It's like Jungle Fever. That's what he was doing in Jungle Fever. And that's why the father shot him.
Wow.
And then, I don't remember the movie,
but I'm just saying, by the time you go to jail, what you gonna do? You gonna call my phone? I'm gonna take off work. I'm gonna come up there, and I ain't got no money. No, you might as well go ahead, plead guilty, because you know you're guilty anyway.
Right.
And
right.
By the time you get in the system, and you let somebody else determine what you're doing and how much this and how much that, at the end of the day, what I have, I don't have nothing else.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, too.
So I'm going to take off work. I'm going to lose pay for the day to be up in court waiting for you. What, see your face and hear what the judge is going to say when you can call me later on and tell me what
and
the judge says?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. You either guilty, you know, or they keeping your butt. But like you say, at the end of the day, you already just took, you know, everything that I got. What's
right.
left?
Uh-huh.
What's left?
Right, I don't
so,
have nothing.
Well,
you know, what am I
right.
supposed to supply your high? You know, that I'm
right.
not doing. You know, I could take you up to, I can drop you off at rehab. But
right.
when it comes down to it, I can't supply your high. You don't clean me out completely.
Right.
You know what I mean? And usually
right.
they say when people, you know, turn to drugs and stuff like that, there's a reason. And if you're not going to get to the bottom of the reason, then what can I do for you? I can't do nothing.
Right. You're beyond help. You don't want help.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't want it, you can't force it. So, you know, there it goes again. You know, that grown kid living in the home with their parents.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, where and what age does it stop?
You ain't gonna get your groove on with me in the house, that's for sure. Look, and keep in mind, if you stealing from me, guess what? You ain't even gonna have a key. You gonna have to climb through the window, and my neighbors better see you, and they better call the police.
Mess around and put security on them windows.
Uh-huh. You're wishing upon a star. You think a neighbor gonna call and be like, your son is sneaking in your window. Your daughter is behind the back fence.
They gonna say a burglar is.
Right. So then they'll either call the police. Call the police and say somebody trying to break in. You know I'm old. That, like you say, a lot of parents, you know, they allow it to happen. So, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they enable the children, you know. That's one
right.
thing I'm a strong believer
right.
of is the tough love. Sometimes you got to show them tough love. You know,
you might not agree,
but guess what? If you enable them, they're never going to realize that what they're doing is wrong.
True
yeah.
that. That's true.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
so you got to show them a little bit of tough love.
And then at the end of the day, when they do get to the point that, you know, they got somebody or something like that, how are you going to treat that person?
Right.
Right.
You know, if you did all of this, you know, while you were younger. And that's another thing I stress to the younger people. You out here finger popping, you know, at, what, 15, 16. You out here doing everything under the sun that an adult will do. By the time you get 21, 23, you know what? You're burnt out.
Finger popping don't even give you an orgasm. Like, come on.
Listen, Mike, there she goes talking about orgasm.
It doesn't. Let's be honest. It doesn't even give you an orgasm. Only thing.
Yeah,
you
but,
know,
but I'm saying.
No,
they,
I'm not
you know,
racist or nothing. But are you a white girl?
No, I'm not a white girl. I'm just saying.
Where you just sound, you know,
that person,
you know,
is with that, you know.
Sounded, he was like, you know, oh, don't even give me a high or anything, you know.
It doesn't. Come on now. I can tell y'all black.
just because y'all can't tell that I'm black.
Whoa!
And that's how we have a little
that's okay, Mike, if she was a white girl, what that means?
No, I was just asking, you know. That's all. Just from the way she was sounding. You know? It was like, you know, we're an orgasm, you know? Like, really?
Just saying.
You got something against white girls, guys?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not racist or nothing.
I don't think my race has anything to do with it. I'm just saying, okay?
I'm not racist at all. You know, I went with a white girl. I went with a Puerto Rican. I went with a Jamaican.
They well, say I'm just okay. Okay. All right, let me ask y'all this question, okay? Uh-huh. How many of you females? Can you tell me you actually have an orgasm from finger popping?
Oh my gosh.
No, but
have I ever one time? And I'm 40 years old. I'll be 40 years old in March, so one time in my life, yes.
Exactly. One time. Mm-hmm. One time.
Well, maybe you do it like you did it that first time. You have another one.
I'm just saying.
Good point.
I've never, no.
When I say finger popping out here in the clubs, you know, you're getting your drink on, you know, you shouldn't be, but, you know, hey, you out there doing everything under the sun that adults do, like I said, by the time you get to be an adult, there's nothing left to do. That'd be just like living in the house with your parent, you know, with your significant other, and you ain't even grown. Because that goes on, too. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, y'all. I'm just saying. But I got to get back to work.
Well, thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll try and tune in. Look, I try and tune in a little bit, you know, I'm just saying.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you so much, Kim.
All right, take care. Good night.
You too. Good night. Now, Mike.
Kim's a little squeaky thing. She brought up the finger popping and all this and that.
Who we diving divas? The phone lines are open. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press that 1. Don't be scared. We see you. We know you out there. Push that 1. But Mike, what are we going to do with you?
Mike say,
are you white?
But she sounded white for a minute. She was like, we give you an orgasm, you know, like, I'm like, okay. Like I said, I don't want nobody, I'm not racist. No, I ain't racist, it's nothing like that, but those white chicks, anyway.
Mike, hold it live. We got to go to a song.
Okay.
Yes, let's go to a song.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
I'm
Beyonce. That's just fine.
Ain't that Mary J?
Mary J.
Is it? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Uh-oh. Oh, I done messed up real bad. Look, and I don't know why I got Beyonce on my brain.
Lord.
But, sorry about that, Dons and Divas. Just
Lady
fine
B.
by MJ Blige. MJB.
Yeah.
Shoot, I bet you like that song, don't you, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I love that song. But you know what, with that song, I ain't even going front. I be doing it, especially when I'm going out. I throw that joint on and I be getting up and I be looking in the mirror. And I be like, what? I be going in on that joint. There's no question about it.
Yes, hey,
be going in.
That's a good song, too. Now, that's a good song to finger pop on.
Oh, good.
I don't think so. Pull a piece of meat out, you finger pop on that one. pull a piece of meat out of something.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know what Kim was talking about. All that. I don't know.
He came out and said, "I never got an orgasm on finger popping." Where did
that
one came
maybe
out of left field.
I don't know. Maybe Kim's a little heated right now. I don't know. But when would you say your kids should move out your house?
Well, you know, like you said, if you don't have a problem or some type of element, you're able body, then I mean, like you say, the longest is 21. You should be up and out.
Yeah, I get that. I agree.
Unless you have a problem, you know, and you have to be at home. That's one thing. But even if you go out there and produce a baby, it still doesn't give you the right to be at home. You was grown enough to go out there and make a baby. Now be grown enough to go out there and get your own.
Right. Get a job. Take care of it. Handle
right.
yours. Handle
right.
it. Handle it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but now, boy, I don't know. I'm like you, Mike. 18, you need to be up and out.
18?
For a boy?
What
you know,
exactly
because the
what
thing
exactly
is, I'll be doggone if I'm going to be getting up, you know, going to work, and you laying around in the bed, and I'll come home, you still either in the bed or ain't nothing been done? No.
Right.
No. No. No, it's not going to happen. But, you know.
Anybody got time for that? Get up and get some.
Get up and get a job, boy.
Right,
and girl.
Right.
You know.
All right, well, we have someone else's opinion. We have Elijah on the line. Elijah, are you there?
What's
up, Brookie
Brooke? What's up, my
Divas?
Hey.
What's up?
All right. How my Divas doing tonight?
Doing good.
All right. Now, what's this about this finger popping I'm hearing?
Oh, my God.
Well, we went from one topic, and we were talking about the kids being grown now.
I figured that. But listen, here's my take on the kid joint. Now, y'all know I always got a little bit of weird take on things.
But it's okay.
Personally, I mean, I don't think it's too different. I don't think y'all really, well, I don't know. Anyway, personally, I don't think that there should be a time limit on when your kids leave the house. Now, let me finish now. If the child is doing something positive, if they got a little job or whatever, personally, I think they can stay as long as they want. I think part of the problem is that we've gotten too far away from that it takes a village to raise a child concept. Back in the day, everybody stayed together as a family unit, even grandmas. When she got too old, she took care of the babies. The kids went out and worked. And I think pretty much, you know, long as my child is doing the right thing, especially the way the economy is now, and they work, and they working, saving some money, you know, and I got the space, and even if I don't got the space, I'm going to make the space. They can stay as long as they want. That's just my take on it. You
right.
know, I think we rush our kids out too soon sometimes because society tells us a man's supposed to be on his own at 18, 19, whatever, and you should be out the house by 21. Listen, times is hard, and even if the economy wasn't bad, as long as my child is doing the right thing, they got a place to stay with me forever. You know what I'm saying? Because it'll be a give and a take. You know, if they got kids and I get older and I'm grandpa, I'll stay home, I'll take care of them. And then when you do for me, we do for each other. I think the family should stay together. I think we're too much in a rush to be separate from one another, and that's just on me.
Hey, that's what's up.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, everybody have their own opinion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, we can't fault you because that's the way you feel.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So...
Yeah,
everyone's
entitled to their own opinions,
and,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if we want to... Elijah, can I tell you something? See, the thing is, they talking about your grown child living with their spouse.
With their mate. Let me read you the topic.
That's why I think Elijah's getting a twist of that. They talking about living with their spouse now. They grown.
But you know what? You know what? That ain't going to change my opinion too much. If I got a house, right?
No, a house. Apartment, man.
You're
throwing
a house in it. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Listen. If you want to break it that now, but I mean, you know what? I'm going to keep it real. Even in that scenario, if for whatever reason they're struggling, or if I got the room, and whatever the circumstance may be, listen, that's just me though. And they doing the right thing. As long as they doing the right thing, and they may be saving their money to get their own house, or they saving their money to try to do better for themselves, I'm gonna help them along the way. Now, if they sitting there laying up, screwing, taking advantage, and ain't saving a penny, and nobody working, you gotta go. But if they marry, if they working hard, saving money, and they show proof of that, and they trying to save to get their house instead of going out there and paying $10,000, $11,000, $12,000, $13,000 to the next man for rent, I'm by them. Save up your little down payment on your house.
So,
boom, boom, boom. That's a different story.
Elijah, you know, I know what you're trying to do, Elijah. You're trying to throw all these little bits and pieces and you're throwing a marriage in. And you're, no.
let me tell you the topic, okay? The topic is, do you feel parents should allow their kids to live at home with their mate?
Well, I think I just answered that. You know, it depends on the reason. You know what I'm saying? Or it's a case-by-case in that situation, and it depends on the reason. If my son or my daughter get married, and you know what I'm saying, and they come to me like men and women and say, listen, you know, me and hubby or me and wifey trying to save up for a house, let us stay here for a bit. I'll give you money. It'll make it easier on me. I'll give you money towards the mortgage or towards the rent, and we're going to save up some money. You know what I'm saying? I'll help you around the house and do the things I can do. I ain't got no problem with that.
But what if they're not married?
Well, I mean, you don't even want to get into that because I have a whole different take on the, like, legally married certificate thing. I think I discussed that before. Long as you're doing the right thing, that's the key thing. They trying to better themselves, and I know how this economy is. I know how this society is. If they trying to do something that's positive, they got my support, married or not married. That's just on me. Because personally, I believe marriage isn't about a piece of paper. It's about a commitment to the individual. Back in the olden days, there was no marriage certificates. You told God, this is the woman I want, this is the man I want, and he held you to that. So, I mean, well, I don't want to get sidetracked, but, you know, if they married legally or not, if they doing the right thing and they trying to better themselves, of course I'm there to help them. We're going to be helping each other. Shit, you give me a couple, all right, you both working, I'll tell you what, give me $200 a month. That'll take care of my utilities. You take the rest of the money, you buy your clothes, you get your lunch, you get your car fare, and you put some money up aside for your house. That's all I ask. Boom.
Right.
You know, I ain't got
okay.
no problem.
I'm going to open up the phone lines again. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1. Dons and Divas, our time has changed. We now start at 7 instead of 8. We're on the air from 7 to 9 now. Okay, Elijah.
What's up? What's up?
Oh, Brooke.
Hold
like
on, Miss Diva.
Okay.
Hold on, Miss Diva. We have Dallas on the line. Dallas, are you there?
I'm here. What's up? What's up? What's popping, y'all?
Hey,
hi, Chef.
Hey, nothing. What's going on?
Hey, same old thing.
You just don't know.
What I miss, man?
I'll tell you, somebody on same morning talking about mass finger popping and.
Am I calling Monday show? Is this Monday show?
No. We have the original topic, and then I had asked a question after we got into the original topic. So we're gonna go. We're gonna rewind and go back to the original topic, and then we'll go to the question that I asked, and we'll explain how we got into the finger popping. Hey,
okay. Dallas, do you feel parents? Do you feel parents should allow their adult kids to live at home with their mate?
If they ain't got nowhere to go, then yeah, they can stay with me. But if, you know what I'm saying, if I got a big enough house and they got room for them, yeah, they can stay with me. But you will be working and you will be paying bills.
Okay, how you gonna feel about that? Smashing your daughter in your home.
but if they're a couple and they're a mate, you know, if they're a couple already, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's cool. But you ain't gonna be living in my house, my daughter living in my house, and then bringing niggas home and smashing them and spend the night. Oh hell no. If you're an already established couple, then yeah, I ain't got no problem with that. You're a couple, you know, you're established already. But
right,
you
huh?
ain't bringing no John, Dick, and Harry up in my house getting your freak leak on. Ain't happening.
Ain't like the, that.
I'm not walking out past my living room and I see this nigga laying up on my couch, flipping the channels on the TV and all that. And he ain't, and y'all ain't no couple. Oh, hell no.
Okay, Ray, you can ask him the second part.
Okay, yes, I had asked, at what age do you start even preparing your child for the sex talk?
What age do you start preparing them?
Yeah.
Rule of thumb is when they start smelling themselves.
I agree.
When they start smelling that stuff, they start getting like a little body odor and stuff. You gotta break it a little. You gotta take care of yourself, your hygiene,
okay,
da, da, da,
okay.
And you put all that in there together.
Alright.
All that going in together. and it's different. The little sex talk is different from a man to a girl and a man to a man. It's different. Like you could be telling your son, yeah, this, that, this. But you're going to tell your daughter something totally different as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
But,
your child live?
Huh?
Your child live and doing all that? If they grown?
Say what now?
Let your child live with you and all that if they grown?
If they're grown?
Let me ask y'all fellas something. See, y'all saying this, right? But how would you feel to come out your bedroom and walk past that door and hear your daughter being thrown out by this dude?
Oh no! First of all, we ain't gonna have like we got like a little apartment and their bedroom is right next to mine. That ain't gonna happen.
That's,
you gotta go. You have to go in the basement. You must stay in the basement or something. Your bedroom ain't gonna be nowhere near mine.
That's what I'm talking about. You understand? Because if you got an apartment and you let your kids come, the grown kids come live with you, action is going to be taken.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Definitely going to be taken.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to feel a certain, if I hear my daughter down there hollering and screaming, I'm going to feel a certain type of way.
I think we all agreed that we would.
Yeah.
So that's why I say, if they healthy, and they can get out there and get it, especially with dudes, you healthy, you got to get a job, you're going to get a job.
I'm all for that too. You know, real talk. If you got, yo, if you got a job, you work, you take care, you got enough to take care of your own place, have your own place, then yeah, go get your own damn place. But if you ain't, if you can't make it out there in society where y'all ain't making enough to take care of yourself, I'm all for letting y'all stay with me. You know, but y'all gonna be living under my rules. You be paying bills until you get on your feet, where y'all get like a better job or something like that. But the minute I see one of y'all lose a job, one of y'all laying up, and one ain't going to work, and y'all just chilling around, ain't gonna happen.
There's gotta be some other repercussions there.
Y'all gonna get out.
Right.
Y'all gonna stay his family house.
I heard that. For Dons and Divas, the phone lines are lit up. The number to call, 646-238-38.
Nah, you know,
press
that
one.
That's what I'm like. Hey.
You know what I'm saying? My man, he come knock on the door, yo, man. Y'all want to stay with you, man. Me and my girl having problems. Da, da, da. Man, you can't stay with me because you're going to make me and my girl have problems. Nah, buddy.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good. But you got a point.
She ain't going for that shit. Man, that nigga grown. He better go somewhere else.
You know, because like I said, you know, there comes a point, you know, after a while, you know, you're not trying to take care of an adult. Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that honestly, if my daughter came to me right now and said that she wanted to come home, I would have to open up my door. You know, and if she's got a baby too, no. There's no way in the world I would be like, you know, hey. But
yeah.
I also would give her the option, like, you know, if you want to go out there and do XYZ and you want to bring up a little dude with you, then you got to go. I'll keep the baby.
But I hear it, though.
Who's playing music? Somebody playing a piano?
Who's playing music loud in the background?
Who having a piano lesson?
Well, that's my dad. I think that's my son playing his damn video game, building a house, man. Turn it down, my dad.
Oh. All right. Now, we have another female on the phone. Let's get her advice. Kia, are you there? Who's just like, hi, guys.
Hey, Kia.
Hi, Kia.
Mike, don't you start.
Did you hear our topic for tonight?
Okay. Do you feel parents should allow their adult kids to live at home with them, with their mate?
Are the mate married?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, but they are established as a couple. They are.
Now, here's another person trying to give excuses. You know what?
So what? Good. It's spicy though.
Your mouth always come out stupid.
Stop it, man.
Mike.
I'm here.
Mike,
I'm listening.
You stop harassing my call.
I'm scared of please. Nobody's scared of him.
I don't think you got to worry about defending Kia.
His mouth sounds stupid.
No.
So, Kia, you say no, just not happening. You say they supposed to not my mother. Not even when you go visit other family members in the South, because you better be married when you try to spend that at somebody's house.
I know that's right.
You can be in a hotel. Ain't no such thing as like boyfriend and girlfriend in the night.
Right.
Not in my family.
Well, Rach, you want to ask her about part two?
Yes, huh? Yes. Okay, well, Kia, at what age do you feel that one should start preparing your child for that sex talk? I'm sorry, say that again? At what age do you start preparing your child for that sex talk? Now, 11 years old.
There you go.
11 years old.
Everybody
11. Was
Let me tell you something about that.
So yeah, 11 years old.
Now see, I think you should prepare them as soon as you think they could possibly understand. Even if it's, and I'll tell you why. Even if it's 5, 6 years old, for two reasons. One, because all you're doing is teaching them about sex, where babies come from, but at the same time, you could explain to them that nobody should be touching you, no grown person this, no grown person that, and they'll feel more comfortable about coming to you if you got some weirdo, for whatever reason, trying to mess with your child.
Right.
Soon as they are able to understand, 4 or 5, I'm going to let them know. This is this, this is that. This is supposed to happen. This ain't supposed to happen. You train them as soon as you get a chance to train them. Because, I mean, nowadays, you may think you're taking all type of safe precautions, but you got pedophiles in the school. You got them at the daycare, blah, blah, blah.
That's
so you
true.
Let them know.
That's yeah. true. That's what I was saying. You know, when you see the maturity of that kid, you know, because you're going to also have to teach him how to protect yourself. You know, and if that kid at age 5, 6 or whatever can, you know, relate to it,
right,
you know,
right.
And let it be sunk into their head, you know, teach them then.
And see, now
Mike said at 8 years old, he was doing the jackrabbit.
I'm sure he was. I mean,
you know, ain't nothing come out, but hey, I was still jackrabbing. I was moving like a rabbit, boy. I thought it was something I was doing. I was joking. Elijah, I was gone. You know, when you're that young, don't nothing come out, so you know, you ain't really getting that. You know what I mean? But it was just that
you just get that body shake, right?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, God.
When you used to play run, catch, and kiss, and you rub up on the one.
Exactly. You know? So it was like, yo, when the real thing came, it was like, hey.
I was like, yo, what's that? Oh, man.
I wasn't mad.
Think about it. A 5-year-old in today's time is really 10, 11, 12 anyway. Shit. I mean, they know a lot more than you think they know.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
True.
So.
Yep.
See, that's the thing. Nowadays, these kids know more than adults. You'd be like, yo, what's that move from? You know what's bumming
out? I bet at 11 years old, they know more than anything. Let me see that note.
Yeah, because a couple of years ago, I'm like, teabagging. What the hell is teabag? Oh, that's when I said, what? I said, okay.
Like when they came out with that song. Now, mind you, my grandson was maybe about 4. He's singing, give me that Becky. Yo, what are you talking about? What is Becky? He said, Mama, that's a bad thing. Well, why are you singing it?
Listen, my kids, both of my kids, my baby, now she's like, I think she's like 2. My son was, I don't know, like 9 or 10. They walk around the house singing, oh, ski, and I'm singing with them. And somebody looked at me like, why are you letting your kid sing that song? Or why are you singing it? I said, this is a song. I know the whole ski was when that song came out. So when I found out, I was appalled. I was upset.
So nowadays, it's just really out of control. So you could even say, well, yeah, around. I'll let them know to go about the sex thing. But who's to say they ain't have it already?
Right. That's true.
Right.
You know,
yeah, you gonna believe me. You got 11-year-old cousin or something. You gonna know what they doing.
Because nowadays I just be thinking
my little 11-year-old cousins. Believe me, they know Mike.
I mean, you gotta remember, it wasn't too long ago, and a lot of y'all probably remember this, when the little girls in junior high school and elementary was getting them different color bracelets, and it'll tell you what sex act they perform and how many D's they done sucked and all of that. I don't know if y'all remember that. They was getting
Let me hear that.
Yeah, so I mean, it's.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah, it was not too long ago. A different color.
I thought they wore that sexual orientation.
I ain't heard that one. Some of them did it for that reason, but then they had this one whole crew, a couple of schools. It was on the news and everything. They had different bracelets, and they come home to the parents. The parents be like, "Oh, that's cute," and not knowing the girl got it because she done sucked 2 D's today and whatever.
That's a parent that don't know that.
If you have
a mother like mine, my mother gonna act with that on you or whatever, whether something on your neck or something or whatever. She's gonna inquire.
Oh, you know they was lying. I'm supporting.
What you talking about, the hickeys and all that they used to do?
Man. Them hickeys used to take, that definitely told a story.
Yeah. I used to see it with my sisters and them. Yeah, I paid attention. My two older sisters.
Trying to wear turtlenecks in the summertime.
I used to see them in the mirror. I used to always wonder why they got used to powder makeup or whatever.
And honey, when I say back then, that bad boy used to hurt too when you first get it. What you doing to my neck?
I hope you ain't suck a dirty neck.
With a little dirt in the crease.
Flashlight. Would you carry the flashlight with you to see if it was dirty? Shut up, Mike.
You know, you can suck a neck and get it all dirty. You know, if people don't wash their neck, you suck a neck and get
That's like licking in a waxy ear.
Apartment. If I got a house, you might have to stay down there. But if you think you're going to stay down there and don't pay no bills, you got another thing coming. It's not going to happen. And if I got an apartment and you're staying in there, you're staying in the room. If you don't got nowhere and your spouse, if they don't got no family around here, they're staying in the living room.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
Anyone else?
Well, I guess even though I'm a later generation, but I know one thing about you ain't married or you dated, ain't no such thing. And back when I was coming up, it wasn't a friend. You say a boyfriend or whatever, but you ain't staying unless you're married.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be married.
Yeah.
And with a job. First of all, he could be having a job. Why he don't have a job?
That's another thing. Why I don't got a job. Hey, my daughter coming. She with a man. You ain't bringing this bum in here. You don't got no job.
Ain't got a job?
Right. Right. Yeah, so, Rachel?
Not on my grounds.
Yes, Miss Diva. Is there anyone else who would like to leave a final thought tonight? All righty, well, I'm going to go on ahead. First and foremost, I want to thank God because he's ahead of my life. I would like to thank the CEO and executive, the head of DQ Palace. I want to thank my co-partner, Miss T. I want to thank the callers, Mike, Kim, Eliza, Dallas, Tia, all the listeners. Press one next time. Now, my take on the topic, do you feel the parents should allow their grown kids to live at home with their mates? I'm a living witness that it can be successfully done. But to each his own, though.
Right.
And that's all I have to say on tonight. I'm going to turn it back over in your hands, Ms. Diva.
Oh, all right. Thank you. My final thought is it depends on the circumstances or, like, you know, Ray said, the individual, period. As far as when to talk to a kid, as soon as they're mentally stable to understand what you're saying about sex, protecting themselves the whole nine yards, you know. And I want to thank, give thanks to all the callers, listeners, and most of all the man up above. Tune in next week, same time, same place. We have 9 different shows, 11 different hosts. Starting March the 27th, on Wednesday, we will have Fallout Comedy from 9 to 10 with your host, Rakim Chiki Singleton. Thursdays, Reality and Relationships, 8 to 10 with KL and Tiffany Belvin. Friday, Love and Entertainment, 6 to 9 with your host, Rich Money. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9, your host, Lavina Polite. Also, starting April the 7th, we will have a show, Messenger of Light, from 9 to 10 with your host, Eric Bendros. Monday, Love, Lies, and Loyalty, 7 to 9 with your host, Steph Dallas. Also, Monday after his show, Speaking Out, My Point of View, from 9 to 10 with Dr. Feelgood. On Tuesdays, GPS Sports, 8 to 10, The Mayor. Now, also Wednesdays, Dons and Divas, it's Love Fantasy, Our Time Has Changed, 7 to 9. Remember that, 7 to 9. So call in at 7 because we're giving room for our show that will be starting on March the 27th. And like I said, Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad, T and Rachel. And I want to say everybody have a blessed week, rest of the week, and a productive one. We out of here. We love you guys. And we're going to go out. Our going out song will be Used by You by Marcus Canty. Good night, everyone.
Ooh. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah. He used to be perfect, but lately things ain't working. You know he's messing around on you. I know how we can reverse it. You want revenge, we gon' serve it. And we ain't wrong, cause he deserve it. Right now I'm not your friend, I'm your lover, yeah, yeah. Let's turn this house into a circus. Girl, don't get mad, get even. Yes, you can play that game. And you won't hurt.
Yeah.